Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You heard the passion there of Maura Healey, the Attorney General of Massachusetts. Now let me show you an example, a living, breathing example of how the election of Donald Trump has really stirred the political pot here in the state of Massachusetts. Last month, this city, Boston, and four other Massachusetts jurisdictions were listed on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency's weekly detainer report. Basically, it's a list of places calling themselves sanctuary cities, places that may not cooperate with federal authorities in deporting undocumented immigrants. Sanctuary leaders here and establishment liberals call the list an attempt to shame people resisting the Trump approach to deportations. But Thomas Hodgson, the sheriff of Bristol County, located about 50 miles south of Boston, has recently called for the arrest of Massachusetts sanctuary city leaders. Sheriff Hodgson, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
What would it accomplish to arrest the mayor of Somerville, Massachusetts, who's very outspoken on the issue of sanctuary cities right up here outside of Boston?
It would accomplish a few things. If, in fact, a mayor or any elected official or any citizen decides to create some program that's going to harbor and conceal people in violation of federal law under 1324 Title 8, where it says it is illegal to harbor or conceal anyone you know to be in the country illegally, it will send a clear message that laws matter. Instead of sending the message that certain people, elected officials, for example, will pick and choose what laws they want to follow. We can't have that in this country.
For more than a decade, decades, the Congress has not dealt with this. We've got all these people here for whatever reason. Do the poor immigrants have to take all the responsibility, be carted back home and, you know, sorry, never mind, see you later, kids who've grown up who are now, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old?
No, they don't. And I don't think the President of the United States thinks that either. I think, and clearly the President has said time and time again, and the Attorney General, we are going to target these criminal illegal aliens, and we have a lot of them. These kids who have come here, whose parents brought them here looking for a better opportunity, look, everybody understands that. And if they're law-abiding, certainly that's not the target for the government now.
Does it frustrate you to hear the rhetoric from the campaign? These are rapists coming across the border. We need to build a wall, that kind of thing. Are you all for that?
I'm 100% for building a wall. And when we say a wall, we're not talking about a physical wall. It could be some cyber things that are going on. Look, I've been to all three borders in Israel. I've been to Golan Heights. I've been to the West Bank. I've been to Gaza. There's a reason why we need it, and we need it because drugs are pouring into our country from these thugs that are bringing them in, the cartels.
But so, that's your model for the future, Israel and Palestine?
No.
I lived in Israel for 4 years. My God, I hope we can do better than that.
Well, when I say – but what I'm speaking to is we were talking about the fencing and the wall. They don't have – all wall. They have seismic sensors. They've got other things.
Yeah, but they had a war that's been going on for 40 years.
Sure, but we have wars going on in our streets. And what really amazes me is everybody's worried about these kids and people who are flooding across, many of whom have ill intentions to come in here and do their business. Human trafficking is out of control in this country. Sex trafficking is out of control in this country. Nobody's talking about
it. All right, so you're for the wall.
I'm absolutely for that wall. But what we need to change is we need Congress to sit down and say, how can we expedite our system of immigration where more people can come and make sure we have good vetting systems and things that are going to protect our nation? Unfortunately, because Congress has not acted, we've really created this very serious public safety concern. And that's really my number one priority in regards to our border.
Thomas Hodgson is sheriff of Bristol County, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.